Have you noticed that people who promote toxic herbicides like glyphosate are themselves very toxic people? They have toxic personalities, and actually this is consistent across the board of people who promote fluoride, or if they promote chemotherapy, they promote a lot of prescription medications, or glyphosate or other pesticides, herbicides. These are toxic personalities, and they're attracted to the toxicity of the things they promote. There's a natural resonance, and that's why so many of the people who push things like glyphosate are themselves arrogant. They, many of them claim that only they know the truth, and you don't know, and we have to spray the crops with poison, otherwise we'll all starve, and, you know, other similar nonsense. But they do so in an extremely toxic way. Whereas people who promote clean foods, good nutrition, natural sunlight, natural medicine, natural therapies, etc., they tend to be just good people. Just better personalities, more pleasant to be around. They have more compassion. They have more empathy for other people. They have more of a pro-human outlook on life. Whereas all the toxic chemical pushers are like, we don't care if people die, we have to make the corn, 5% cheaper. It's like that's who they are. And so the first lesson in all of this is that you can tell almost everything about a person by just listening to what they advocate. And if they're pushing poison, they are poisonous people. Now you might wonder, did they start out as toxic people and then they got attracted to the toxins? Or is it the other way around? They started eating the toxins and using the toxins, and then it poisoned their brains. And I tend to go with the second explanation there. I think that a lot of people started out as decent people with maybe decent morals and values, and then they started taking vaccines, and they started eating glyphosate, and they started drinking fluoride, etc., taking a lot of prescription medications, and then they became toxic because of the toxic effects of all those substances, of course. Now, we know, for example, that fluoride damages neurology. We know that vaccines damage the brain. We know that many prescription medications, especially psychiatric drugs, also alter brain function and can make people more depressed, more moody, more angry, or more prone to emotional outbursts. Whereas people who get sunlight, people who touch the soil, people who eat natural, healthy foods, who have a more natural, simpler lifestyle, they tend to be more wholesome people. And because of their lifestyle choices with food and nutrition, etc., they're eating neuroprotective substances. That's right, neuroprotective substances. And that's key. So when you're eating broccoli, it contains sulforaphane, which is neuroprotective. And there are 100 more examples like that in the food supply. Turmeric, for example, also neuroprotective, many other things. So when you are eating healthy, not only is your physical brain healthier, but your mental health is also protected because they are related. When you have brain damage, it tends to cause, personality changes or personality disorders. Or if you're in cognitive pain all the time, let's say, high stress, high frustration, because your brain's being poisoned and assaulted all the time by these chemicals, then you're going to become more of a negative person in life. And you're going to become an arrogant pusher of, all the toxic chemicals, which is what we see. And thus, my point here is that this isn't coincidence. When you see people pushing poisons, they are poisonous people. And you should recognize that right up front and steer clear of those people in terms of friendships or personal relationships. Even if they claim, oh no, we're backed by science, but their personalities are still very toxic because they've been brain damaged. Now, there's a zombie effect in all of this, which is that even though these people have been brain damaged themselves, they want to spread the brain damage to others like zombies. They want to bite you and spread the zombie disease to you and turn you into a zombie. And that's the way glyphosate pushers operate and vaccine pushers. it's not enough that they damage their own brains. They want to damage your brain, too. They want you to be forced to take the vaccine. They want you to eat the toxic herbicide weed killer chemicals that are traced back to Nazi chemists and the development of nerve agents and the original research into organophosphate chemicals, which became, you know, VX nerve gas and sarin chemical weapons, etc. All of that gave rise to glyphosate, which is not exactly the same molecular structure, but it's based on that original research. So the people pushing glyphosate are actually pushing Nazi science, you know, a dark, evil body of science that was focused on how to kill things. And, you know, beyond the zombie comment, it's also war. Look at who promotes war. Toxic people promote war. I mean, look at Mark Levin. You know, just always screaming for war. Totally toxic person. Angry all the time. You know, always accusatory towards anyone who wants peace, etc. Those are toxic people. Whereas the peace activists tend to be very friendly people. The kind of people you'd want to hang out with. The kind of people you'd want as friends or neighbors or family members. They're more kind. They have compassion. They care about humanity. They care about ending human suffering. So this is why the war pushers and the glyphosate pushers and the vaccine pushers are all the same people. And the fluoride pushers, they're all the same people. Whereas those who want natural food and who want peace and who want kindness, who want compassion, who want health and abundance and joy, those are all a different group of people from the warmongers. But the pro-peace people, they're also consistent in their ideology. Because if you think about it, eating clean food is kind of an expression of peace. It's an expression of love. It's also an act of resistance against the, you know, the chemical, agricultural, industrial complex. So stay healthy, and your mental health will also stay intact. But if you start pushing and ingesting a lot of poisons, you'll become toxic. So be careful of all that. And you can catch my articles on all this and more at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can watch all my videos and interviews at my new video site, brightvideos.com. And you can conduct all your own research on these topics and more at my truly amazing AI deep research engine, which you'll find at brightanswers.ai. So thank you for listening. Stay healthy. Take care.
Elevate your oral care with the power of Health Ranger Select Colloidal Silver Mouthwash and Gargle with iodine and zinc, a premium formula powered by colloidal silver and essential oils. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.